Yes, we can hear.
Okay, fine. So, shukr everyone for coming. It's good to see everyone. I see some of you. I don't see all of you. I'm trying to figure out how to see everyone. Okay, now, okay. Just a little hakdam over here. So we're talking about the Haggadah Shel Pesach, and for many of you, this might be your first Seder. For many of you, it's not the first. You've made many Starim. And I think the first thing to know is that the tachlis of the Haggadah, going through the Haggadah, Lo HaSeder, and going through the Sipur, is really kipshutai, to go through the story, to go through the what happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, the Nisim that happened, to realize the godliness of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, and to be Meshaveach, to give Shmach Le'edot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mechazik our Emunah. That's really what it's all about. It's not about saying as many Bet Lach as we could. It's not about giving a Shir Kali. That's really not what we're supposed to do. Just really to be Mechazik the Emunah and speak in a way that is Matin to every family, to the wife and to the children. So what I'm doing here tonight is more of learning the Haggadah, going through the Haggadah, going through different Bet Lach, different Yesodos that are important, different things that are Chaviv to me, some from my own, some from different Sfarim. And just to give a little bit more of a time and a Havana in the Haggadah, but not to suggest that everyone should get up and start giving a shiur Lo HaSeder. That's really not what it's all about. But you know, please pick and choose, take what you want. If you have your own vetlach, say them. And it's important to make the Seder Geshmak lively for everyone. And when it comes to the halachas and minhagim, there are many, many different minhagim, many different halachas. What to do when to cover the matzahs, uncover the matzahs, v'chulei, as we all know, and really. So I'm going to go through a basic mahalach over here, but everyone should really ideally follow their family minig, whatever the minig of your father is. If you know the minig, follow that. That's really what the night is all about, to be gata l'mincha, the Messiah ma'av l'ben, and to try to stick to the family minig as much as you could. Okay, so I'm going to start with the simanim of the Seder. That's really the first thing we bump into over here in the Haggadah. Even before we get to the actual Haggadah, we have these simanim, kadosh orchetz, karpas yachetz, magad rachetz, amaytzi matzah, v'chulei. And these simanim are Yesodos and Mahari Kaddish. They're really, they're very, very early. They come from the Rishonim, from the Tikkun for the Machzor Vitri, Talmidei Rashi. And it's a, you know, it's not just a list of what to do, but there's a lot of Aymek over here in these simanim. And the Yesod Vesharish Ma'avayda from the Gdali Achronim, he writes that there are many Sidus, Niflaim, and Gedailim, these are Ramaz, and many things that are Marumas over here. And there's a lot of Aymek over here. Now, just I saw a nice part. Why are they called Simanim? What does Simanim mean? So I saw the Haggadah Tiferes Ish from the Zeta, the Novminsky Rabbi Shlita, which the rabbi happens to bring it down in his sefer, the sefer called Abbas Yaakov and different Yonim. And he brings down this word from his Zeta that the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, well, let's see that if a person finds an Aveda, you're Machzer, the Aveda with Simanim. You get back an Aveda with these Simanim. And he says, in a certain sense, you know, during the year, sometimes we're all like an aveda; we all get lost. Our neshama is lost when it's makif kedusha. We're sheichem emes v'habla as well, like Rambam says. And we lose sight of what's important, where we should be. And comes Pesach night with the kedusha and the aveda v'seder, we're able to bring ourselves back to the sharish, to the makar. And how do we bring it back? We remax the aveda with the simanim, with these simanim. We go through the simanim, the mitzvahs of the lila. We focus on them. We understand them. That's how we really bring back the Aveda. And that's why the Yisai B'Shar Shabbat says is an Indian to the Minigas to say the Simanim, at least before each one. Before you do Kiddush, you say Kaddish. Before Urchatz, you say Urchatz. It's a way of speaking out and getting all the Aimech from the Simanim. There's another part of the Yisai, it's the Gemara, a famous part, but the Yisai is very true throughout the whole Al HaSeder from the Avinezer, that the Simon of Kaddish and Urchatz is, you know, seems to be out of order. Because the Kaddish is Asay Toiv, we're Mekaddish ourselves. Urchatz is Sur Merah, that's how we wash ourselves from the dirt. Normally the Mahalach is, first you're Sur Merah, and then you're Asay Toiv. Over here it seems to be Fakir. First Asay Toiv, Kaddish, and then Urchatz, and then remove the Ra. And the Avinezer's Masbir, that's true, the whole year it's Sur Merah, then Asay Toiv. But comes Lah HaSeder, Pesach night, there's a special boost of Kedusha, a special Siyata Bishmai and Gilei that comes during this Lila where a person could skip. You could go beyond your Madrega. You could go right to the Asay Toiv. You could be Mekadosh Atzmecha beyond your normal Madrega. And by doing that, by focusing on the Kaddish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Memela will take away the Urchatz, will take away the Ra. and we're able to hop around and skip ahead of where we're holding. That's the whole meaning of Dilug. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Medalig. He's Medalig then, he's Medalig today. He gives us an opportunity to go beyond where we're holding. And that's the from the Gvaldika Madregas you could achieve during the Seder Pesach night. So let's just go to the siman of Urchatz. So Urchatz is the siman when we do a rechitza before we eat the karpas. That's the halacha, din of the Gemara, that before you eat something which is tibula b'mashka, something which you dip into a liquid, you have to wash your hands. That's what it says in the Gemara. It's because of tum of atayr, it shouldn't be the time of the food. That's his din of Urchatz. Now the obvious kasha is, we know that we don't seem to be makin on this nowadays. Nowadays, we don't usually wash our hands with davish tibula b'mashka. This kasha the Taz asks, he says, you know, the meaning is not to be so makbid about this because the Rishonim say, as long as ever, we don't have tires, we don't have tum of a tire, we don't really need to be makbid on rechitza with davish tibula b'mashka. So what happens? Why suddenly laha seder do we become more from? And now we start being makbid on this rechitza for davish tibula b'mashka. Why are we makbid on this laha seder? And there's a teretz in the Netziv, a very yisaitzik teretz, which he goes through the whole Haggadah with this yisaitz, that the idea of Laha Seder is not just being b'kayim the mitzvah halayla, but really what we're trying to do, we're trying to make a me'ein, a zecher to the way the Seder was done in Yerushalayim, Bizman HaMikdash, when they did Karban Pesach. We're trying to reenact and recreate that through our Laha Seder tonight, Bizman B'Laha Seder. And as much as we could, we can't do everything, certain things are not shaykh, but whatever we could, we try to recreate it, and there's a lot of different minhagim that he's mazbir according to this side. And therefore he says, since Bizman HaMikdash, they were makban on Urchatz, because then they were makban on Tum of Atayra, so we today are also makban on Urchatz, and that's supposed to give a little perspective to the Seder, that we're really supposed to feel the Sitter, the aim of a year, as if we're eating the current Pesach in Yerushalayim. So that's his Vardis Mechamen to some of the earlier Haggadahs say this idea as well. Now I saw a very interesting pshat lufi this, a nice knetch from the sefer called Bechia from Rav Elisha Horovitz Shlita. He Parsha Shmini, he says he brings down this netziv, and he says lufi this he could be mazbir with the chilik of the lashinus in the simanim over here. We really have two simanim that have to do with rechitza. We have urchatz and we have rachza. So what's the pshat that we change the lashin? One is called urchatz and one is called rachza. Right, there should be either both Urchatz or both Rachza. So what's the Pashav Shad? The Pashav Shad is, you can answer this up either Biskarav. The Biskarav, the Mice was told one Friday night, he asked his children, what's the Pshad in the Lashon we say in Zmiris, for Lal Shabbos? In Maididis, we have we say a Lashon over there, that Chafetzeka Asurim, Megam Lashav Cheshvainas, Hirhurim, Mutarim, Lashadei Chavanas. So we say that on Shabbos, Yehurim are mutter, and you can also be Mishadach the Banas. So he asked them, why do we mention Mishadach HaBanas? What about the Banim? You're not allowed to Mishadach the Banim on Shabbos, only the Banas. So obviously, you can Mishadach the Banim there. Who are the Banas going to marry, if not the Banim? So why? What's this focus on Mishadach the Banas? This is before the Shidduch crisis. There's, just say Shidduchim are mutter. Why the Banas more than the Banim? So the Biskarav answered that it's because of the rhyme. Also, otherwise, it wouldn't rhyme. If it say habanim, the rhyme wouldn't work out, and the Python sometimes chooses lashinus in order to work out the rhyme. So who then over here? That would be the pashtus. Kaddish urchatz, karpas yachatz. It's a rhyme. Magid rachza, maitzi matza. So rachza rhymes with matza, yachatz rhymes with urchatz, and that would be the pshat in the shinah lashinus. That's a pashtus pshat, as he mentions over there in the ha'ara, but Avada, there's if you're happy with that, fine, but Mustana, there is a mimic to it, so he's Mazbel, he was Netziv, they could say like this. There is a fundamental chilik between Urchatz and Rachatz. Urchatz, like we mentioned, is not really something that we do nowadays. We don't really need to do Urchatz today, because we don't have Tum and Taira. It's a pool that we do to remember what was done as Man HaMikdash. Mashenken Rachatz, we do for the Taitza. We want the Yadayim to be Naki, either because of Nikias or because of Tyra, either one is a valid option, as the Pesachim say. So it's for the Taitsa of the Rechitza. So when it comes to Rachza, it's the Rachza means the act of the concept of Rechitza. We're trying to create a concept of being Rachitz. That's what Nitil Sinai for the Suda is all about. But Mashenk and Urchatz, it's not the Taitsa, because we're not making that nowadays. It's just a Zecha to the Pula they did then. That's why we use the Lashon Urchatz and not the Lashon Rachza. That could be the pshat and the chilik of the lashanis. Okay, so now let's move on to the next simon. The next simon is Shulchan Arech. Not the next simon. The next one I want to talk about is Shulchan Arech. And the question is, I mentioned this once before, that L'chara Shulchan Aruch refers to the Sudas Yamtiv. That is a that's a din we have by every Yamtiv. Every Yamtiv we have Yamtiv Sudas. Not something Yochid to Laha Seder to Pesach. Why are we making that one of the Simanim? L'chara the Simanim are things that are Miyochid to Laha Seder. And I think this you can answer. I'll be the Chinuch. The Chinuch says Alashin and Mitzvah Chafalach, which is the Mitzvah of Secrets Mitzrayim. The Chinuch, after going through the whole mitzvah, he ends off like he always does with the Dinei HaMitzvah. The Chinuch says that one of the Dinei HaMitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kegoyin HaSeder, Shechirav Nisol Asas B'layla HaZeh, we make a Seder, V'inyan Sudasa, we have a Suda, Kaisas Shal Yain, Shechirav Nishtais, and the Kaisas that we have to drink. So we have the Seder, we have the Dal Kaisas, and we have the Suda. That's all part of the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Pell is, what does that have to do with Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim? These are nice mitzvahs, but nothing to do with Sefer. These are separate mitzvahs. And not only are they separate mitzvahs, these are only Darabanan. The Chinuch only brings down mitzvahs to Araisa. He should bring down the Pratim, the mitzvah of Sefer. Why is he bringing down random mitzvahs to Darabanan, Dal Kaisas, and Suda, which have nothing to do with the mitzvah of Sefer? And I think you see a Yisayid from this Chinuch, a Raya to a Yisayid, which I heard him say, the Mishasayavit says this, at least Lagabe Dal Kaisas, that the Indian of Dal Kaisas is not just a Takana, Zecher, Lacheiris, whatever it is, like the Gemara says. But the Dal Kaisas is actually a chelet of the Sefer. It's actually a chelet of the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chazal, the mitzvah of Sefer is Daraisa. But Chazal, we're misakin to bring Dal Kaisas. Once they're misakin Dal Kaisas, that becomes a Kiyum Daraisa. We're misafir through drinking Dal Kaisas. It's like a visual aid. We speak about the Cheiris, we drink their Cheiris, and it helps us appreciate and understand the Sefer through these visual aids and pulis that we do. It becomes a chelik of the Sefer. There's a kiyum deraisa by drinking the kaisis. And I believe that's true with the Suda as well. The Achanim say this, they bring a rayach in kaisis in Arvei Pesachim. Daf Kuf Ches, there's a mashmaris like that, that the Suda itself is part of the din of Sefer. We eat our cheris, we express our cheris through the Suda, so that could also be a chelik of the Chelik of the mitzvah of Sefer, and that's why the Chinuch puts it in over here, and that's why it's part of the Simanim. So the Suda of Yamtiv is not just a regular Suda of Yamtiv, but it's really a Chelik of the Sefer. We eat their Cheres to show the Cheres and experience the Cheres during Lal HaSeder. So that's Shulchan Aruch. One other Simon I want to speak about, and then we'll move on, is Hallel. The Simon of Hallel all the way down. We have Hallel, then we have Nirtzah. We say Hallel towards the end of the Seder. And the question about them is that it's true, we do say Hallel at the end of the Seder, but we really start with Hallel much earlier. We start with Hallel right at the end of Maggid. We start with Hallelujah, Hallelu, Avde Hashem, and we have the Tzeis Yisrael. And that is really the beginning of Hallel. That's towards the end of Maggid, before Raktza, before Maitzi Matzah. And that really should be called Hallel. The symbol of Hallel should be there. Why do we wait all the way till the end? Why do we wait till before Nirtza to call it Hallel? L'chara, Hallel is already there from the beginning. So that's a ha'ara. Why is the first part of Hallel not called Hallel? And I think the Hezra over here, it's also a very important thing. You know, the Hallel of Lel HaSeder is unique. Normally, we don't say Hallel B'Layla. And normally, we don't split up Hallel like the Ran brings from the Bahag. It's a Chiddush to split up Hallel. Why do we do this? And the Elia Rabba is Masber that there's really two different functions of Hallel. The Hallel that we say towards the end is a Hallel which is really a tefillah to daven for the Geula, for Mashiach. That's why it goes near Nirtza. We're using Hallel as a way to daven for the Geula. The Hallel in the beginning, the Hallel at the end of Maggid is really Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. These are the kapitlach that have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. We mentioned the Yetzias Mitzrayim in these two kapitlach, but to say Yetzias Mitzrayim, Bechule. And that part of Hallel is really not a kiyum of Hallel, but it's really part of the din of Maggid. That's part of Maggid. We use the kapitlach of Hallel to be Maggid to say the Sipur. And it's, I think, a little bit more Muzbil if you the Chinuch, that same Chinuch in the midst of Sipur. He says the mitzvah is to be Mesaper. The mitzvah of Sefer is not just to tell a story, but to really be mahal and mishabeach, to praise Hashem. And that's why we end off the Sefer with kapitloch of halo that include both a Sefer and a halo. That's what we're doing. It's really part of Maggid. This is all chelik of Maggid, the chelik of the Sefer. And for that reason, I believe it's not called halo. It's only later on when we're saying a Batar's halo at the end of the Seder, then at that point does it get the simon of halo. Okay, so that's pretty much the end of the Simanim. And the next thing we go through, we have Kiddush. We go through Kiddush, which is also the Kais Rishon of Dal Kaisis. And then we go to Urchatz. Like I explained, we're Neitel Yadayim without a bracha to eat the karpas. And then we go ahead and we eat the karpas. Karpas is a vegetable. We dip in the melach and salt water. And we the reason why we do this is for the Tinaikis. Like most things we do, a lot of Seder is to get the Tinaikis to ask. And we have to eat less than a kazayas for technical halach, bracha, cheshbonos I'm not going to get into now, and you make a bracha by your priyadama, and you have in mind to pater the marer as well. So that's karpas. Then we move on to yachatz. Yachatz is when we take the middle matzah, we break it into half, the small part we put between the two matzahs, and to be mekayim the din of lachem ayni. Lachem ayni means like a broken piece of matzah, like aniyah meat. The big piece of matzah we put away for the afikaimen, and that is yachatz. After yachatz, we come to magid. A magid, we uncover the matzah, so megal the matzah. Some people have a minute to pick up the ka'ara as well. And that is to, again, cause the tinaikis to ask, they're doing something strange. That is the, that's the beginning of Magid. And then we go ahead and we start Magid with the famous Piska of Halach Ma'anya. So we say Halach Ma'anya, the Ochlo of Asana Barad Mitzrayim. This is the Halach Ma'anya that our fathers ate in Eretz Mitzrayim. Kol Dichmin Yisav Yechol, Kol Ditzach Yisav Yipsach, Hashat HaHachol Shana Bab Arad Yisol, Hashat HaAvdi, Shana Bab B'nei Chayrin. So the... Okay, the first question is, why is it an Aramis? I'm not going to go into that now. If you look at your Haggadahs, there's many, many beautiful Pshatim, but I just want to focus on the first line over here. Halach Ma'ani, the Achlu of Asana Ba'ar de Mitzrayim. This is the Halach Ma'ani. This is the matzah that our fathers ate in Eretz Mitzrayim. And the Rishayim already ask a kasha over here, the Abu Draham, the Ritva, they both ask this kasha, but Lachayah, this is not true. The matzahs were not eaten Ba'ar de Mitzrayim. When did we eat the matzahs? We ate it after we left. It says they left Mitzrayim. They had their batzik, and then they the yipes of batzik lugas matzah. It's kilo chametz kigoshim in Mitzrayim. They didn't have time to make it in Mitzrayim, and after they left, that's when they baked the matzah. That's when they ate it. So the matzah was not eaten in Mitzrayim. It was eaten outside Mitzrayim, and whatever that land is called, but it's not Eretz Mitzrayim. So what's this lashon of the achul avasana ba'arid in Mitzrayim? Okay, that's not geographically correct. And the Abu Draham, I think Rebbe says this as well. They say it helps. The Yosef HaZoivi, and this is Vashem Eben Ezra, that the Eben Ezra was made. Eben Ezra himself was once captured. He was in captivity in India, and he said that when he was in the captivity over there, they fed him matzahs. Why did they feed him matzahs? Not because they were not because they were very from and they wanted him to become this matzah. It was just time during the year they gave him matzahs because. Matzahs is it's a type of food that's very hard to digest. You eat a little bit, stays with you for a while, keeps you full. And they wanted to save money. You know, why should we give our prisoners fancy bread? We'll give them matzah. It's very cheap, and it keeps you full for a while. And that's why they gave them matzahs. So the Eben Ezra said that it's mistabe that when the Yidden were Mitzrayim, they also were fed matzahs by the mitzvah, not to be mekayim any mitzvah, but just practically speaking, it's a good food to feed your prisoners, and therefore they were given matzahs. And that's what we're referring to over here when we say halakha ma'aniya. The Achla of Asana Ba'ar de Mitzrayim, it's the matzahs that we ate as slaves that the Mitzrayim forced us to eat. That's the pshat the many Rishonim say. That's a chiddush, definitely a chiddush. But what bothered me is that Lachayah Tzapel, if you look in the Chumash, the whole kasha is very hard to understand because it's Beferish and the Psukim and Parshas Vay that they, when they brought the Karban Pesach of Mitzrayim, it says that Tzli Eishu Matzah Salmarim Yuchlu. The Karban Pesach was brought with Matzah Sumarim. They did bake Matzah Mitzrayim, they ate it with the Karban Pesach. So the word matzahs that were nachal Mitzrayim. The matzahs as part of the carbon Pesach. So maybe that's what the Balagoda means over here. Halach ma'aniyo, yachav etzan about Mitzrayim with the carbon Pesach. What is the, we even say, kol dichmin yisav yechol, kol dichmin yisav yipsach. So what's the whole kasha? They did clearly eat matzahs in Mitzrayim. So I'm trying to understand what b'chla was bothering the Budraham, the Ritva. What was the whole kasha to begin with? And I was thinking that maybe you can answer this while Targum Yenison. Targum Yenison says the famous Targum in Parshas Yisrael, the pasuk of the Esa Eschem Al Kanfei Nesharim. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us on the wings of eagles. When did that happen? What's the Targum that happened in Mitzrayim, Bilal HaSeder? Bilal HaSeder, Pesach night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us with our Kavim Pesach on these Kanfei Nesharim. They took us to the Beis HaMikdash, and we made the Kavim Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. We ate it there, and then we came back to Mitzrayim. So the Pesach Mitzrayim was actually done. It was carried out in the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim. So if that is correct, then we can't say the halacha ma'ani, the halacha ma'ani Mitzrayim is referring to the matzahs of Karban Pesach because that also didn't happen in Mitzrayim. That happened in Yerushalayim. So that's not going to help you. So what does it mean they ate in Mitzrayim? It must be the matzahs we ate when we left. So on that they asked, well, it was in Mitzrayim. And that's the hechak to say this whole pshat that they say. Okay, so we end off this piska over here with the lashon of hashata hacha. Now, this year, we're over here, lashana haba. Next year we daven, we should be in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Pasha says, this is referring to us, the one saying the Haggadah. Hashat HaHakha, right now, we are here, and next year we hope to be in Eretz Yisrael. But the Chassam Sofer in his drashas, Chayuk Beis, he says that it's not only referring to us, but it's referring to our batim as well, our actual bias that we're in. And he explains like this. He says that the Chazal say that Lasalabi, the Bate Knesias, Bate Midrashas are going to be Nikva in Eretz Yisrael. They're all going to go to Eretz Yisrael, the shuls, the yeshivas. But what about our homes? Our homes are not necessarily going to go. But Zakta Chassam Sefer, he says that Pesach night, when the Yidden sit in their home and they're Mekadosh it with the Shiras, with the Tishbachas, and the Sipur, and being Mechazik Be'emunah, and giving Haidat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Mekadosh the house on such a level that every home becomes like a Beis Knesses, becomes like a Beis Medrash. So we're saying that Hashata HaKad, right now our homes are here, Lashana Haba and Mashiach comes, our actual house will be in Eretz Yisrael because it gets a din of a Beis Knesses and Beis Medrash. And I think it's especially true nowadays when our homes are actually a Beis Knesses, Beis Medrash. We learn, we daven at home, unfortunately, but we, as I mentioned, we're Mekadosh them. We turn it into a Beis Knesses and Beis Medrash, and we're hoping that Taka Bez Hashem, the Gula will come, and our actual homes will come with us to Eretz Yisrael. As we know, real estate in Yerushalayim is very expensive, so it would be a side benefit. Mr. Hashem will bring our homes from here, and we don't have to worry about buying an apartment over there. So that is the end of this shtickle over here. Then we move on to the Manishtana. So the Manishtana is a famous questions that we ask. Manishtana Laila is then called Alayla, Shabakal Halayla Sana Aikam Khamatsu Matza. So there's the Pashup Shana in the questions, which the Baal HaGada definitely meant Kipshutai. And then there's many, many different Ramazim and Yanam Amukim and what these questions really mean. I just want to say over one mahalach, one shot from the Gain, the Gra over here in this Pirsha and the Haggadah. The Gra is Masber, the question in a very interesting way. The Gra says that the Lashon is over, Manishtana Halayla Azem, we call Halaylais. He says the word Laila is Lashon Akeva. And he says, Badach, well, when you write the word Laila, you should write Halayla Hazais. Zais is the proper Lashon for Laila. Laila is Nekeva, Zais is Nekeva. But the Lashon Zah, which is Zachar, is not the appropriate Lashon for Laila. Now, it happens to be that his Hanukkah is not so pashut. You do find the Lashon Laila Hazem many times, but that's his question. Why is it Halayla Hazem, not Halayla Hazais? And he says, really, the question is a more fundamental question, because we know that Bedech Klal, the whole Inyan of mitzvahs, is something that we do during the day. We don't do mitzvahs for Laila, we do mitzvahs for Yayim. All mitzvahs are usually done by Yayim, not by Laila. Now, He explains that the Indian of Yom is parallel to the Indian of Mitzvahs, because Yom is like a Zachar. Yom is Lashon Zachar. Laila is Lashon Akeva. And just like a Zachar is Chayim more Mitzvahs than a Isha, he's Chayim in Zman Grom, and Isha is not. So Yom is Chayim more Mitzvahs than Laila. That's more Mitzvahs than normally during the day and not during the night. And he says that's really the question of the Baal Haggadah over here, is what's different about this night? Because suddenly we have all these Mitzvahs by Laila, Pesach, Matzah, Marah, the whole Lala Seder. You have the guy himself supposedly said that there's 70 different mitzvahs that we do below HaSeder, both Daraisa and Darabanan. So Manishtana Halayla Zeh, why is this night different, that it, instead of being like a normal Akeva, became like a Zachar? We have all these mitzvahs. Why is this Halayla Hazeh instead of Halayla Hazeis? Why is this Laila in the Bechina of a Zachar, not the Bechina of an Akeva like it should be? And that's the question. The answer doesn't really come till later on in the when you said Baver Zeh, B'shashu Matzu Mar Menachem L'fanacha, where the grass speaks out over there, that the answer is that the pasuk itself says V'gata L'bincha B'yom HaHu Leimar B'yom HaHu Leimar. That's according to Lo HaSeder, the Torah calls it B'yom HaHu. First of it has a Yom. Why is it a Yom? It's a Laila. So he says, says that this night has a Bechina of Yom. This night is like a day. V'ena Bechina is Laila Klal. It's not like a night. You might call it a night, but it's really a Yom. Pasuk calls it a Yom. And that's why it's Chayim and Mitzvahs, even though it's Laila, because this Laila has a din of a Yom. That's all he says. It's not really matter what he means, but I think the Hezber is like the Zaya says, the Shas speaks out, that there's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Laila ki Yom Yair. Blessed Lavei, the Laila will be made like the Yom. The Zaya says that's referring to the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. During Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's such a Gilui Shechina, there could be no Chayshik, there could be no Laila. The Laila itself turned into Yom. Laila became like a day. Even in a physical sense, it seems to me that it was made like Yom, and it became like a Yom, and therefore, even though normally we don't have mitzvahs b'layla, but that became a yomdika layla. It's a bechina of such a high gilu of shechina that the layla itself turned into yom. And the chida says that if a person goes to the seder and he feels kilu yatsim in the time, even the zan hazeh, you're able to to tap into that bechina of Yom on the Laila of Lel HaSeder. And Agav, I think this can answer the Turiyavin and Megillah. Turiyavin and Megillah is talking about the mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah Belaila. It's a big deal in the Achronim. Megillah Belaila is not to be Kabbalah. Is it only a mitzvah derabanan? Is a lesson to be Kabbalah? And Turiyavin says that yes, it's not on the level of the Kriya of Yom. It's only a mitzvah derabanan. It can't be a real mitzvah even to be Kabbalah because Zakhtar Turiyavin, we never find mitzvahs Belaila. All the mitzvahs we have are only Beyayim. So if you find this mitzvah Megillah Belaila, that can't be a real mitzvah to be Kabbalah. It's more of a stamma to kana derabanan. That's what he wants to say. I'm thinking of Zion.
Doesn't the Rambam say Chayav Likros Belaila v'lishnoisa Beyayim, which is mashma the fakert?
Yeah, I mean the Gemara says that, right? Chayav Adam Likros is a Megillah Belaila v'lishnoisa Beyayim. Sounds like the you're saying the it's mashma the Laila is the Iker, right?
Yeah.
So that is the mashmais in the Gemara, but the mashmais many Achronim say that the kriya of the Laila is tuffel is only derabanan, and right. I mean, the Gemara ends up saying that like people say, ever parshas dove asni. Yeah, so I hear the lashon is a little tzarichim, but the mashmais in halacha we definitely treat the kriya the yamama more chashiv than the kriya the Laila. So, but Al Kavanah, the Chassam Sofer in his Kiddushin, Tainas and Turiyavin, he says, what do you mean it's Darabanan because there's no mitzvahs Belaila? What about Pesach Matzah and Mara? Those are Daraisas of Belaila. All the mitzvahs Lel HaSeder are Belaila. You see clearly we have mitzvahs Belaila. But I think Lefi the guy, and it's not sure because that's proof of what the Baal HaGad is saying over here. Normally we do not have mitzvahs Belaila. This Laila is unique. This Laila was a Bechina of Yang. This was like a Yang, not a Laila. And therefore we have all these mitzvahs, but Avad on a normal night, We do not have mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are something which are shy primarily to the daytime. Now, so after Manushtana, we put back the Ka'ara, and then we go into Avadim Hayinim. So we say Avadim. Some people learn that this is really the question to Manushtana. The answer to Manushtana is we say Avadim Hayinu Lefar B'Mitzrayim Yitzen Hashem Lekinim Hashem Yal Chazakir Zayin Etuya. Because again, the purpose is not to save outlaw, the purpose is to be mechazik the emuna, and you might be a very big talmud chacham intellectually, but inside the hashivosa levavecha, that's something we could always work on. To be mechazik, so we all have this mitzvah to be misaper. B'chol amarbe l'saper b'tzias Mitzrayim, hariz meshubach. And the more you marbe, the more you speak about b'tzias Mitzrayim, the more meshubach it is. So the Baal Gad is telling us clearly that there's really no limit to the mitzvah of b'tzias Mitzrayim. The more the merrier, the more you do it, the more meshubach you are. And I saw an interesting kasha in the Sefer Mishnah Rishina and the Mishnah Sempeya. The Mishnah Rishana asks, on the Mishnah, in the beginning of Peah, we say, Elu Dvarim Shein Lem Shir, HaPeah, Ba'Bikurim, Ba'Rayon, and goes, Chassan, Masal, Matara. There's a whole list over there of all the mitzvahs that have no Shir. Mitzvahs that there might be a minimum, but there's no maximum. You can do as much as you want. So, in fact, the Mishnah Rishana, why is the mitzvah of Sibitzis and Sarim not listed there? L'Chayr, this also has no Shir. We say, clearly, call a marvelous Sapir, he's a Meshubach. Why is it different than Peah, or Bikurim, or Talmud Tar? I was thinking that maybe you could say chiluk like this, that the mitzvahs that don't have a shir that are listed in the Mishnah are primarily mitzvahs that there's a minimum kiyum fulfillment of the mitzvah. Let's say peah, you could be mafresh a little bit of peah, but if you want, you can be mafresh more. You can give more and more and more, and there's no shir. So when you give more, you're doing the same mitzvah. You're just adding to the shir. You're doing more of it. Talmudai, you can learn one word, you can learn 10 words. You're taking that same mitzvah and you're mimicking it, you're doing it more, you're making the mitzvah larger and bigger. That's what it means that the mitzvah has no shir. The mitzvah of Sibetes Nisanim is a whole different type of thing. This is not a mitzvah that there's a minimum and then you could add more and more to it. This is a mitzvah that when you are marvelous saper, the whole nature of the mitzvah changes. It's a whole different mitzvah, it's a whole different kiyum. The whole sefer itself becomes a different sefer. Even the minimum that you said, you know, we all know. But you could, if someone asks you, you know, how was your trip? So you could say, oh, it was good, it was fine. You know, and that's a sefer. You're not really saying much if you have some literary skill and you're mazre and you go through every detail what happened and this and that. It becomes a whole different sefer. The whole sefer is more meshubach. The whole sefer is a different sefer even the minimum sefer that you said turns into a different sefer. So the being marble of sefer is not merely a elongating a mitzvah that we have, but it's changing the whole mitzvah of the mitzvah, changing the whole mitzvah of the sefer, and being mashpiach the whole sefer. So that is not what the Mishnah is talking about over there. The Mishnah is only talking about mitzvahs that you are making longer, doing more, but not a mitzvah when you change the whole mitzvah, like sefer yetzias mitzrayim.
Talmud Torah isn't like that as well?
Yeah, so Talmud Torah, I hear that. Talmud Torah could be like that, but on the basic level, no. I mean, you could learn one block of Mara, you can learn 10 block of Mara. You're just doing more of it. You're saying, you know, you could take a sugya and be mimic into it, and you're going deeper and deeper. So then you change your whole Havana entire. So it's possible to to have an inning of Talmud Torah where you're changing your whole Havana becomes better through learning more of the Ian. But that's, I think, the Mara we're talking about over here is more in quantity, not quality. You're just adding more and more and more. That, you know, you learn one blot, another blot doesn't necessarily enhance the older blot, even though, you know, in a global sense, yes, all Torah is connected and we'll do it. But Sipur is a story. A story means that there's a beginning, there's an end, there's a middle. It's all connected. You know, a Lina Masechta, it's not a story. It's not necessarily mushvach from the more that you do. So that could be the teretz to this kasha. Now, there's a famous word from the Alter from Kalam that he said, what does it mean? Hareza, Kalam Abel Saper, B'tis Masam, Hareza Meshubach. Hareza Meshubach is not referring to the mitzvah, but it's referring to the gavri, to the person, to the man, to the Masaper. Anyone who's Marbel Saper, B'tis Masam, you yourself become Meshubach. You become a better person. I heard this from, said this over, Shneva, should be Gazunt, that, from the Alter from Kalam, that you become a Meshubach, you become a greater person. So, that's his havana over here. Now, what does it mean when you do the sefer? The sefer is not just telling you a good story, but you're being, like I said, the point is being mechazik your emuna, to be mechazik your to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You become a better person the more you're mesaper. Now, there's a maisa that happened with the Briska Rav when Rabbi Avram, Rabbi Yosef Gorbitz, the Rabbi Gorbitz's father, the Rashi Sha'arim, Rashi Shimon Gates said, he once went to visit the Briska Rav in his house. It was Pesach in 1957. So Gorbitz, which by the way, Gorbitz was Rashi Ben Gateshead. His name of the Sefer on Gemara is called Rashi Sha'arim. Why is it called Rashi Sha'arim? So I chopped this recently. I mean, it's Pavos, but Rashi Sha'arim means Gate's Head. That's Rashi, the heads of a gate. Al Shem Irai. That's why he called it that. Al Kapanim, he went to visit the Briska Rav, and the Cholamai, the Briska Rav, asked him, What was Nischadish by Yilal Seder? What did you say over? And I think he was the son-in-law of Rav Elie Lapian, who was a Talmud, the Alter from Kalam, and he told him that Rav Elie Lapian said over this word, the Kol HaMarbe L'Saper, Yitzis Mitzrayim Hezim Meshubach, that it doesn't mean the mitzvah is Meshubach, but it means you become Meshubach, you become a better person. And the Briska Rav heard it, he said, it's a nice Vart, but he says, I'm a Sopik if he gets a Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, they're saying this Vart. And he meant to say this was a b'shita by him that the mitzvah of sipur is kipshuta. You have to tell the story. You have to go through the ma'isa. Maybe even he was mechadish learning the halachas, so he might be yotze as well. But to say a bart on the haggadah, that's not sipur. That's not necessarily called a marbalas sapper. So I guess he was, you know, giving him a shtigl shtach that you're saying a bart in marbalas sapper gufa, but you're not even the mekayim marbalas sapper. No, he was. Sounds like he was a mesubik about it. Could be it is, because at the end of the day, being masber, then, you know, marbalas sapper, maybe that is enhancing the sipur itself. But the point is, you have to focus on the sipur, not just tam and avark. Now, lemaisa, the point is well taken. We definitely need to focus on the actual sipur. But lemaisa, minig Yisrael is to say vetlach, so a person shouldn't be afraid to say vetlach. It's part of the messiah, part of the anhaga. You know, a person says vetlach or chaviv to him. Every family, you know, from your father, your grandfather, many people have vetlach, the one that rechaviv to them. It's not necessarily psham nagada, but that's how you, those are the memories people have from the Seder, so don't be afraid to say a good vart. If you have something good to say, vart is chaviv to you, it definitely enhances the experience. And there are chalkim, some people, whatever you say is part of the sipur. And just, again, not to get carried away with the vetlach, make sure is to go through the actual sipur to be mechazik the amun. Okay, so that is the end of this shtickle over here, and I'll move on to the next one. The Meister, Berblazer, Berbshuah, Berblazer, Nazariah, Berbekiva, Reb Tarfon, all these Tanaim, Shu Misubin, Bivnei Brak, Vimisapin, Tzis Mitzrayim, Kol Oisa Laila. So they're sitting in Bivnei Brak, they're going through the Sibah, Tzis Mitzrayim, the whole night. So they went all the way till the morning, and the Talmidim had to remind them that it's time to daven Shachris. So the first question, famous question, the Stifle asks that one of the Tanaim here was Ablezim and Azariah. And Ablezim and Azariah, his sheet is in the Gemara Mishnah Pesachim and Brachis that the Pesach is only Nechel Tol Chatzais. You can only eat the Korban Pesach and Tol Chatzais. Not the whole night, not like the other Tanaim. And we know the mitzvah of Sipur is telling the mitzvah of Pesach, the mitzvah of Matzah, the mighty of the Mishashish Matzah. if matzah is only tochet slice and pesach is only tochet slice, then sipur should also only be tochet slice. Why was he being misaper kolos alayla? What's the meaning of going all the way till the morning? The mitzvah is over. It's like, you know, eating matzah on Sukkot. There's no kiyum mitzvah at all. So what was he doing? What was the meaning of doing that? And so the maral in his agada says this kasha and on another kasha that was the chavivus mitzvah. They got so caught up, so carried away with the shvach and going through all the details that they just lost themselves and they went all the way till the morning. It wasn't a conscious decision that it's trying to show how low they were to be mekayim this mitzvah. So that avada, maybe that's the pashas over here, that's why they went past this line. But I thought that ulai, what I said before, to answer the kasha of Mishnah Shana, maybe it could be the yashav of this kasha as well, that when a person is marvelous saper, when you go and you're misaper more and more and more, you go through all the details, you're not just adding to them, you're not just making the mitzvah longer, you're being mashpiach the whole mitzvah. Even the beginning of your sipur becomes a different sipur when you're mashpiach the sipur and you're marvelous saper. So it's true that right now they're past the zman, but by them being marvelous saper, they're enhancing the sipur that was done during the zman. Even that sipur became a better sipur. So you look at the whole story from beginning to end, is a whole different quality of the sipur. So that there's anything to do, even though you're past the zman, because the sipur that you started the zman, they becomes a better sipur. So that actually could be a pshat and why they went past the zman. So so we continue over here, and so we say with the ma'aser with all these zikadim, of Lezim and Azariah, of Beshua.
No, just lefi that pshat, can you be yotze the mitzvah of sipur all year round?
Okay, so we'll get to that soon, mitzvah Shem. You're talking about Lachai has to be continuous sipur. You can't take a break and wake up a week later. Sounds like, yeah, there'd be mitzvah. Maybe it has to be Dafka Tesvav. I don't know, but we'll get to your point in a minute, mitzvah Shem.
Can you use the Rav's other part? That the Lila is Yoyim. So Mamela was already past the spot anyway, because the whole Lila is really young.
You're saying there's no Zmanim that night, all Zmanim are Batal. Yeah, maybe it could be. I think there's a kasha from that Deris and his Pirish on the Balaturim, beginning, I think it's the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the end of Shmais. His question was, why do they not notice, how do they not know that as a Yizma Kriya Shema, they should be able to tell from the sun going outside, you know, you're going to say they're in a bias awful. So he has some vart that maybe they, there was, I don't know if he says, somebody says there was a Kedusha there, they weren't, you know, it was Luchtig inside, they weren't able to tell the difference. But again, if you hold Laila Kiyam Yair, the whole night was, has this Bechina of Yayim, and it happens if it's Manasef, you like the Chidon, if you're on the Madrega, then maybe talking the whole night was Yayim by them. So yeah, question is, how far do you take this mark? But Ulai, yeah, that could be.
I mean, it wouldn't work because then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah wouldn't have held until Chatzos.
I mean, Bechlau, I guess that's for the people who don't see the R. But yeah, no, I think we're taking this idea a little too far. But So Al-Kopanim, I just want to focus on the names over here for a minute. You know, we mentioned the Maisa, the Baal Agada is Mayak to go through all these different names. Ablazer, Beshua, Ablazer, Azariah. Why is it important to know who were all these Tanaim that were Mesubin over Ibn Neva? Why be Mayak so much? And the Chida, this is a famous part, the Chida says that there's a Chiddush over here, that all these Tanaim have a reason why we would have a Havamina, that they should not be part of the Mitzvah of Sipur. Reb Elazar was a kain. I'm sure was a Levi. Reb Elazar ben Azariah was a kain. And Tarfon was a kain. And Reb Akiva was from a mishpacha of Gerim. And we know the Kahan and Levim were not part of the Shibud. Gerim were for sure not part of the Shibud. So there would be a Havamina, you know, that these people are potter from the Sipur. You're not part of the Shibud. You shouldn't be part of the Sipur. So Kamashva is like the Baal Gada. No, even though these people should be potter, Apo Pichain, they were Masaper, they were Chayiv in the Sipur. That's what the Chida says. Now the question is, so what's what's the Kamash? Why Taka Nechai? They weren't part of the Shibur. Why should they be part of the Sipur? And more than that, you know, why is this something such an important thing? You know, it's like a havin and maskana, the Haggadah, Mamash put this into the Haggadah, this is the psicha of the Haggadah. Is that such an important chiddush to know that these people were chayv and sipur? Why is it such a central part of the Haggadah? And I think there is a big yesod over here, the Haggadah is being ramas to, which is the yesod that really is going to come up again and again throughout the Haggadah, but I think it's good to speak it out over here. And the yesod is from the Nesivis, another svarim, based on a kasha, a famous kasha that the Yachonim asked. So we have this whole night of being Mesapet, Bitzis, Mitzrayim. At the end of the day, we need to know what's the, what's the grace of Zah? Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. It's true, he took us out with Nisim Mitzvahs, but he's the one who put us in. He brought us into Mitzrayim. He put us into the Shibud. He started this whole thing. So if he brought us in and I took us out, why is it so important to be mighty at him? You know, when a person goes over to his friend and you break his arm, and then you say, well, you know, I'm going to drive you to the hospital, I'll pay your medical bills, and I want you to thank me every year because I paid for your, I healed your arm. You know, the guy's not going to take that very, very kindly. You know, you broke my arm, so of course you should fix it. What's the Oidah Mazu Ois over here? And then the Nesivus is Masber, you know, we say the Lashon later on, that the three things we have to say, Pesach Matzu Marer, is a very important Chalakim of the Seder. And he says, L'chair, the order is Faker. L'chair, the order should be Marer, Pesach U'matzah. Pesach U'matzah represent the Geula. Marer represents the Shibud. So first you should speak about the Shibud, the Marer, and then we have the Geula, then we have the Pesach U'matzah. Why do we start with Pesach U'matzah and only then talk about the Marer? And Zakhtin Nesibis, he says like this. He says that we make a mistake in understanding what this whole night is all about. We think that the ikar of the gula is that we're no longer avadim, the physical gula. We're saved from avos, which is definitely a big thing. Obviously, that's something to be noted for. But he says that's not really what's going on over here. The ikar of the gula is not the physical gula, but we became an Am Hashem. We became avadim l'malkam. We got the Torah. We became from nobody to the nation, which is the Am HaNivchar, that we're the Tachas HaBriya. That's really what the Haidah is all about. And he says, even if we were Sarim and Chashubim in Mitzrayim, even if we were, you know, on the top of the world in Mitzrayim, and we didn't have any Shibud at all, and we left and we got the Torah, we would have the same Haggadah and all the mitzvahs, because the fact that we left and became Am Hashem, that's really the tachlis of the Haggadah. But yeah, it's true, we stopping Avadim, that's a side benefit, that's important, but that's a tuffle to the main point, which is the Madregas that we achieved. So he says, therefore, the order is Bedavka, Pesach, Matzah, Mar. If we'd be Mar, then Pesach, Matzah, it would sound like that we're being maided for the geula that came from the mar. So the Baal says, no, Pesach Matzah, be maided that you had the geula, the nigal, you got the mitzvahs, you became an Am Hashem. And by the way, we have to be maided for the mar as well, that we stopped the merivus, but that's sort of a tuffle to the ikka, which is the Pesach and the Matzah. And that's the teretz, the Dibna Magid's Kasha. Yeah, the physical geula, he put us in, and, you know, maybe we would expect a person to take us out, but the everything else that we got to become an Am Hashem, the Rechush Gadol, the Torah, the Mitzvahs, and become an Am Nivchar, Avadim L'Makam, that's a tremendous thing. That's what the Haggadah is really all about. And I think that's what the Baal Haggadah is telling us right in the beginning. Ma'aseh Pelezer and Azariah, all these people are Pater, should be Pater, they're not part of the Shibud, not part of the Shibud in Mitzrayim, and yet they went and they're Mesaper, not just Mesaper, but as Maral said, they got lost, they were Mamish, Chavivis HaMitzvah, Kalois HaLayla, got to be reminded. So what's the pshat in that? Because he's telling us right in the beginning, he's telling us, giving us a perspective, what is the sipur all about? It's not about the shibud, it's about the geula, about the Torah, about becoming avonim l'malkim, and in that sense, they're equal to everyone else. They got this as well. They also were zaycha, they have a chiluk in that geula, and that is really the idea over here, the aside of the of La HaSeder, is to be mitzvah for the nisim that happened, but through the nisim, we learned and we switched our avonim to power, to avonim l'malkim, and became an Am HaNivchar. And that is really the biggest zechiyah that we have. No matter what matzav we're in, Yid is always from the Am HaNivchar, always a Ben Chayrin. And for that, we have to be made to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, I'm going to have a good night, and we will be Mamshif Mes Hashem next week. Thank you.
Shakar, thank you.